Proclamation number 4081 of 10th of July, 1947. Repentance of the soul in the afterlife. For the soul in the beyond, the consciousness of having caused its own situation and of being deprived of any possibility to change its condition by its own efforts is immensely burdensome. But it only has this consciousness when the desire arises in it to create an improvement. Before that it is apathetic. It strives neither upwards nor downwards. It only feels unparalleled agony and is completely without will until, with the help of beings of light which approach it in disguise, it is offered the opportunity again to meet with other souls. And now the urge awakens in it to enter another environment, in the belief that it will then also have escaped the agonizing state. And now it realizes that it has to make up for what it missed on earth, that it has to work in love. And now it also recognizes her idle period on earth, and its remorse for the many passed up opportunities is extremely deep. With goodwill it will soon feel an improvement, for as soon as it feels remorse it will also use every opportunity to be lovingly active towards the needy souls, for a hardened soul will turn more downwards and never feel remorse about its own guilt, because such a soul can never recognize its wrongdoing through the influence of evil forces and therefore also feels no remorse. Only the realization of its guilt is capable of stimulating the soul in its striving upwards. And then loving activity sets in, which supplies it with the strength to ascend. The awareness of its guilt is always the result of compassion for the souls which, like it, have to endure an agonizing state, and this impulse already earns the soul the help of the beings of light which now do not slacken until it has found and entered the path upwards. And the further the soul progresses in realization, the more diligently it pursues its activity of love in the beyond and helps all those who are still below it, because it knows about their agonies and would like to help reduce them. And this activity of love now makes its own remorse diminish. After all, it still has the opportunity to mature, and even if it can never reach the highest degree, the childship to God, which can only be acquired through a life of love on earth, it is nevertheless blissfully aware that it can serve God, whom it now loves above all else, for all eternity. Amen.